it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I had to go about it, write it out, and find it myself. And there's some stories I can tell you. I had to fail.
This is the Final Word Daily for Advanced Hair Studio, the world leaders in hair restoration. I'm Daniel Norcross. This is Test Match Specials, Henry Moran. Another remarkable day's Test cricket, and it's your job, Henry, to sum it up in 30 seconds.
How do I possibly do that? 257 was the lead for India coming into this fourth day. They lost 7 wickets with a quite old ball for just 120 runs. In come England. 100-run partnership between Lees and Crawley. Everything going swimmingly. Then they lose 3 wickets for just 2 runs. Crisis. Surely the game is India's. But no. 150 runs put on by Johnny Bairstow and the former captain Joe Root. It means on the final day, England require 119 runs to win, 7 wickets in hand.
Unbelievable. I think you've done that in 28 seconds.
Oh, yes.
I never was able to do that when I did these with Colo. I was really bad at them. I just tried to put too much detail in, but I think you've done brilliantly there.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's the Yorkshiremen who've got England out of a hole. Mm. They start, a couple of things. Where do we start? I want to start with England's innings because there are some extraordinary stats came out of this. England's opening partnership of 107 was the fastest opening partnership, 100-run partnership plus, by an England opening pairing in the history of Test cricket.
What? First inning, second innings,
what?
Whatever you like.
What? Yes. According to Andy Zaltzman, Alex Lees hit the fourth fastest 50 by an England opener in the history of Test cricket. Alex Lees.
What is going on?
And I tell you who he beat. He beat Ben Stokes, who was sent in up the order to get quick runs when they were trying to get a declaration, against the West Indies.
Oh, against West Indies. Oh,
that's
Trafford.
Right. COVID. Graham Gooch and Marcus Trescothick. He knocked Andy Sandham down to fifth place, which is a bit of a sadness for me. He came hurtling down the wicket to the first over he received from Mohammed Shami, the second over of the innings. When England had been set 378, the approach was for Alex Lees to come and smash the living daylights out of the ball. Meanwhile, Zach Crawley, he left good length balls outside the off stump. He kept on leaving them. It was absolutely amazing.
It was unusual.
It was very unusual.
Very unusual. Very unusual.
Most
Dan.
Unusual. Yes, my boy. he ended up unfurling a few glorious drives. But sceptics among us were saying, well, while everyone's getting excited, 378 would constitute England's highest ever run chase.
359 they chased down at Headingley in 2019, and that was seen as astronomical, out there madness stuff.
Indeed, only one other total above 378 has ever been chased down in England, the 404 that Australia managed at Leeds in 1948.
Mm.
So I remained entirely sceptical, and when 3 wickets fell either side of lunch,
yes,
which they did, Crawley out leaving a ball. Yeah, leaving a ball.
Well, is that better than playing at a ball that he shouldn't?
I think it possibly is actually a strange kind of way. I don't really know. I mean, the fact that he left the balls meant that he was able to last long enough to get 46. And he did play some of the shots of the day, without a doubt. But it's kind of ironic that he's out leaving it, because a man like Crawley will just never leave a ball again now.
No. We could have done with him not doing that, really, from an England point
of
view.
Well, yes, from a Crawley point of view. Then there was an absolute stinker of a run out. Well, first, Pope was out nibbling for a duck off his third ball. Bumrah with both wickets. And then a stinker of a run out.
Wasn't it?
Oh, it
was. That honked the place out. It was horrible.
I think it was Lees's fault, didn't you?
Yes, because he set off rather hesitantly. It's, you know, like any of these things, you've got to show decisiveness. If you're sort of heading towards a queue at the same time as somebody else, you don't mess about. You make sure you get there first. Don't be sort of polite about it. You get to that queue.
Ooh, what would you do to get into a queue? Anything you want.
Well, yeah.
Just move faster. No, you wouldn't barge him out the way.
You barge him out the way, but you don't. You just act with decisiveness.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
I find like this on the tube, actually, in the underground system in London. Mm. I do hate it when people dawdle just in front of the entrance or exits.
Get on with it.
Get on with it. And Lees did not get on with it. I'm afraid he dawdled. He did a bit of ball watching, and then he was out. And he was looking as... Well, I don't know if he was looking as fluid. He was looking as aggressive as I've ever seen him. But that just set the scene. A new ball, a replacement ball, I should say, had come into the hands of the Indians, and it was straight out of the box. It was reverse swinging. Really dry and scuffed up on one side, really shiny on the other side, with the bowlers and Indians had. Oh, it was. It was doing the full thing. It was a little bit like Ravi Jadeja's bat twirl, actually. It was doing so much.
Yeah, it was dancing. It was doing all sorts, and it was suddenly looking like we were wondering, are we going to see a fifth day? Are India going to win the game tonight?
Well, do you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me a bit of the Bangladesh game when England was set whatever they were and had a good opening partnership between Ben Duckett.
Yes, 2016.
Yes.
Dhaka.
That's right. And then fell in a heap. They lost all 10 wickets for about 65 runs. Mm. And I thought that's what's going to happen here. Reverse swing. They're going to just run through the English. What I had forgotten is that Johnny Bairstow is in the form of his life. Ladies and gentlemen, today he became only the 11th man in the history of men's test cricket to score 5 consecutive 70-plus scores.
Woof!
Woof, indeed!
Oh, you can't argue with that, can you?
Yeah, I'm getting
quite... How good?
I know it's a little bit of a random stat, but it shows something, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It shows that he's in great form. And it shows that Bazball... I know some of you hate the term Bazball, but it is working for him.
Yeah, but did you think today was Bazball? I mean, that partnership... I've got to lay a lot of the blame, I'm afraid. I don't like to lay blame, but I think Indian captain Jasprit Bumrah missed a couple of tricks there. Mm. He kept on leaving point open, pointlessly in my view, because it just allowed Bairstow and Root, who play that shot very well, the just little jabby stab, square of the wicket on the offside, just to pick up singles. So they didn't have to swing for the hills. I mean, a couple of times Bairstow did. He picked up one into the holly stand for 6. But for the most part, they were going at various points. They were getting 5 singles in an over. Mm. Which meant there was absolutely no pressure on them. And as the ball softened and as the reverse swing gradually left, I thought Bumrah let the situation drift. However great a bowler he is and however well he bowled, his first spell wasn't great. His second spell was really good.
Yeah.
Really good. Shami, superb throughout. Unluckiest man alive. Mm. But what do you think? I don't think those fields helped.
No, I don't. And it just meant that England could keep the strike rotating without ever having to take any risks. And that was always going to be the danger in this innings for England, chasing with intent as they've done throughout this summer. Because if they weren't finding the boundaries, they'd feel that need to continue that positivity. And that's when the false shots come. That's when the wicked opportunities come. But if you can just nudge and nurdle it around in a way that Joe Root does almost better than anyone in world cricket at the moment, then you are just going to keep that scoreboard moving. You're not going to have to worry about the big shots, and suddenly you'll find that ball's got soft, it's not doing as much, and you enter the Goldilocks zone, where suddenly Johnny Bairstow can start swinging from the hip and the ball's going to go clattering all over the place.
I sort of was reminded of when Kohli captained England at Lords last year, and it was sort of the antithesis of that. So, do you remember England had about 60 overs to survive? Mm. And weren't his words something along the lines of, let's make sure it's like hell on earth out there?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't feel like hell on earth for the England batters, did it? And part of that is the ball. Yes, it is. And the balls, we've talked about a lot. They're not very good. They're not very potent.
We've talked a lot of balls.
We've talked a lot of balls. And they do get soft. I do get that. But there were no people in their faces. There were there was no yelling and screaming. But Mohammad Siraj gave the evils a couple of times, but actually it was mostly to his own.
He gives quite good evils.
Oh, brilliant. The best of evils. Mm. I love his eyes.
They're terrific. Kohli was on a one-man crusade to whip up the crowd, whip up the Indian team. There was one wicket that's done the rounds on social media where he's running around, he leaps over the pitch, he sort of runs at people, and you know, it looks properly like the man who we saw, 4 or 5 years ago when he was leading that India side and they were beating all comers. It was that moment. It felt like suddenly this was an India team on the up, but it all just dropped away. It felt a bit flat, dare I say.
It did a bit. Well, I think they had a couple of reviews that were dreadful, one after the other as well, didn't they? There was an appalling review from Ravindra Jadeja.
I've not seen a review that bad since the Cats film. It was disastrous. It was an absolute stick. There was no way it was going to be pitching in line. It was a horror show.
Kicking them away and kicking them away, kicking them away, like it was 1957 at this very ground against Ramadan and Valentine. Because it was pitching miles outside leg. Mm. I mean, what made Ravindra Jadeja think it was any different, that ball? Wow. It was exactly the same as all the other ones that had been kicked away.
Mm. Can we talk a little bit about the morning session then? I think this game was lost.
Yes.
Actually, if it is to be lost, and we're speaking, you know, that feels...
Oh, I don't think it's lost yet.
Oh, no. I think that there could be a nasty sting in the tail, but...
Or a good sting in the tail if you're an Indian.
Well,
fan.
Indeed.
Yeah.
But
if you can have a good sting.
Well,
there's Sting himself, I suppose.
Is he a good sting?
Well, A Moon Over Bourbon Street was a fairly decent song. Probably a bit cheesy. Depends what you feel about saxophones. I'm not usually a big fan. Anyway. So,
the morning session. Losing all those wickets from the position that they were in was such a strong position. The ball was 45 overs old. The way that the partnership between Pujara and Pant was building, you had the gentle accumulation combined with the raw power and innovation of Pant. And that just, you felt, was going to take the way a game away from England. It should have done, actually. Mm. And India were in a position to completely bat England out of the game. But those wickets kept on tumbling. Pujara got out to a weird shot, chopping the ball to point off.
It was so un-Pujara-y.
So un-Pujara.
Actually, Stuart Meeker said something on commentary, which I thought was very wise, that he said that he didn't think Broad intended to bowl it there, that it came out of his hand wrong, and it came off the pitch more slowly than Pujara was expecting. And Pujara saw a short ball outside of the off stump, but he went through the shot too early and just spooned. We've all done it.
Mm.
Just spooned to backward point. But that shouldn't have been fatal.
No.
Because there's still Shreyas Iyer, there's still Jadeja, the people who could stay with punt.
Well, indeed.
And they've got a decent tail that can biff it about a bit, but... No, go on. It was a bit of a procession.
It
really
was a bit of, and Matthew Potts bowled brilliantly. He just kept on going. He's got an amazing engine. He just bowled, he doesn't lose pace. He just keeps on going. Jack Leach bowled well. He got a bit of turn and bounce, which was encouraging from England's point of view. And it looked like it being quite encouraging from India's perspective as well. But Jadeja didn't quite have that effect when he got a go with a slightly harder ball in England's second innings. But I think for me, and I know we'll get on to our Hall of Fame in a moment, but for me, Rishabh Pant's dismissal, it just seemed to shift the dynamic.
Yes, I think it did. And actually, still though, there was some opportunity for them to make runs at the tail. Jadeja was sort of ushering them, but then he chopped one on, didn't he?
Mm.
He chopped one on, and then you realise, you know, the game is up here. Yeah. They're not going to get many more. Not that actually any sane human being would have thought that 378 wasn't enough. To defend in a test match in England.
But
yes, you're right. It was a bit loose, wasn't it? Ben Stokes ended up with 4 for 33. His best bowling figures, I think Andy Zaltzman, TMS statistician, said, since 2016 or 2017.
Ooh.
Yes, it's been a while. His numbers haven't been that great with the ball of late, but he took it upon himself. He was the quickest of the England bowlers. And I think he's kind of necessary with these balls because they're very soft. England ended up not taking a second new ball. They went for the bang it in approach, and I was ready to go both barrels. Going, what? Not again?
But it worked.
Yeah, Bumrah held out.
But we won't mention that.
Shardul Thakur and everyone held out this time.
Yeah, they did.
So that was a tale of India's innings. So, was it complacency? Was it just poor judgment? Was it bad luck? I don't know. I mean, what we should say is that Rishabh Pant had an amazing game and ended one run short of the most number of runs scored by a visiting wicketkeeper in a test match in England.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, who's got the record? Gilchrist?
Well, I think it was Farooq Engineer, weirdly.
Really?
According to Andy Zaltzman.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's got 100 and he's got a 50 in this game. He may well yet end up on the winning side. And if he does, probably he'll be man of the match. Yeah. Now then.
Yes.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for... the Advanced Hair Studio Hall of Fame. So, who are we putting in this year's Advanced Hair Studio? Today's Advanced Hair Studio Hall of Fame. We'll come to that in a moment. First, we're going to tell you about an offer. AdvancedHair.com/final word. 15% off.
No, you've lost more than 15%. No, it's at least 35%, I would have said.
15% off the cost of fully restoring your hairless bonds, like mine, 100% guaranteed, always works. 15% off is a sizable amount of money. And you could be transformed. You could be the next man in front of an actual camera, as opposed to Henry's camera. A real one with runners and studio guests and really nice food from the canteen. And, you know, adoring throngs. People, because hair is important in this world. I know this from simply being out and about. The ones with hair, they get away with moida. Those of us without, so advancedhair.com, final word, /final word, advancedhair.com, Final word, 15% off. They are the world leaders in hair restoration, 100% guarantee. So who are we putting in? The Hall of Fame. Oh, well, I think we've mentioned it already, haven't we?
Yes, it was the Richard Pant dismissal, an attempted reverse sweep. I thought he'd got a little top edge on it through to Joe Root, who stood motionless at slip and took a good low catch. But no, it came off the sticker on the bat, right off the face of it, and it went flying into the hands of Root. Good sharp catch, turned the game. And how glorious that Richard Pant, even in the circumstances, still looking to play a reverse sweep, still played it pretty well. Unlucky enough to get caught by a good piece of fielding from the former England skipper.
I've never seen a dismissal like that before. I've seen people caught slightly going to their left, you know, someone like, say, Sarah Taylor anticipating a sweep. Yes. There was a bit of that. Mm. I wonder if Root got lucky, because he should probably have anticipated that the ball was going to go further to his left. Instead, it went directly behind the stumps. Basically, it missed Sam Billings by a whisker, and Root just couldn't believe his eyes. Mm. Oh, there's the ball. So it was a sort of catalogue of weirdness, but it's lovely to come to a cricket ground. I'd never see something you've never seen before. Only thing is, we've been coming to cricket grounds throughout this summer for 3 tests against New Zealand and 4 days now against India, and every day I'm seeing things that I have never seen before. Henry, tomorrow, England require 119 runs, India require 7 wickets. Will England level the series? Will India win the series? The ball is 57 overs old, I believe. 57 overs old. The rate England are going, needing 118, they could knock that off, or nearly all of it off, before India get their hands on a second new ball. So they're going to have to try and find a way to conjure wickets with this soft, spongy, marshmallowy mozzarella mess, as you described it yesterday.
I didn't say it was a mess.
No, just mozzarella ball.
Right, thank you.
So, how's it going to go?
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me, because I don't... No, it should go, it should go in England's favour, because all evidence dictates that India look bereft of ideas, but...
Well, everybody does with that ball. It's not just India. It's the ball.
If 2 or 3 wickets fall quickly, as we saw early on in the England innings, then everything changes. England's tail isn't the best. India would suddenly feel the conditions might be a little more favourable, and it might suddenly all swing. So I think it's all to play for.
Well, I'll tell you what. India fans, if you're listening, you lost your last 7 wickets for 120 runs... with a 45 overall ball. England need 119, and they have 7 wickets in hand with a 57 overall ball. So I would say it's 50-50. Oh. It could go either way. We'll be back for the final word daily of this England v India series with me, Daniel Norcross, and Henry Moran. Until tomorrow, it's goodbye. I had to go about it.